As Massachusetts combats the opioid addiction crisis, peer-to-peer recovery programs are growing and seeking state funding. 50-year-old Richard Jenkins said he struggled for years with addictions to crack cocaine and later heroin. He stole money from his children to feed his habit. Then one day, about a year ago, he went downtown to pay a bill at the Holyoke Gas and Electric Company office and by chance found the help he needed right across the street at Hope for Holyoke.
Before you know it, I started chairing meetings. I started being the speaker for the center, and my recovery started to blossom.
Located in a storefront on Suffolk Street in downtown Holyoke, Hope for Holyoke is the only peer-based recovery program of its kind in Hamden County. Since the recovery center opened 2 years ago, about 350 people have come through the door for help. Some are referred to the center after they've been through a detoxification program or have been treated in a hospital emergency room. Others, like Jenkins, find the center by chance.
And the center needs to be open because there's not a program like it. You come here, this is my family, this is my safe place. This is where I come to play ping pong. This is where I see someone hurt, throwing up, needing help, someone that needs a rehab center, someone that just needs a hug.
Debbie Flynn Gonzalez, Hope for Holyoke Program Director, said the services are broad and include recovery coaches, support groups, recreational and social activities.
Well, it works beautifully. I think the real difference with this type of program is that it's peers who are doing the work. So it's people with lived experience. They've been there. They've walked in their shoes in similar circumstances. And those very people are the people who are helping the new people through the door.
There's no cost to participate in the center's programs and no insurance is required. The center received $350,000 last year from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. The Holyoke program is operated by the West Springfield-based Gandara Center. Executive Director Henry East True said he's hopeful the state will continue to fund it as part of a continuum of care in the opioid addiction crisis.
There's been a lot of money being spent on this, and I think it's good what they're doing. There is more that needs to be done, but it's not a one-day process, so I'm still very thankful for all the things that are coming to be.
Staff and participants at Hope for Holyoke Monday shared stories of success and some failures with several members of the Western Massachusetts State Legislative Delegation. State Representative Aaron Vega of Holyoke said the program has a big impact for small dollars.
So for us as legislators, as we look at the budget, we look at bills, we look at programs, we need to see which ones have a real effect on people's lives.
The first peer-to-peer recovery center of its kind in Hampshire County was scheduled to open Monday at Edwards Church in Northampton. The Northampton Recovery Center is a collaboration of the City of Northampton, the Northwestern District Attorney's Office, and members of the recovery community in Hampshire County. Reporting from Holyoke, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.